Appreciate everybody being here. And you pray tonight. I want us to pray for Stuart's daughter in the hospital, looking for a new baby and having a hard time. And we'll pray that the Lord have her tonight in a few minutes. And everybody else that's in need of prayer, I'm glad Amanda's here tonight, my mother. I talked to Zach about 3 o'clock. He called me. And he said, "I just want you to know I love you." I said, "Well, I love you." He said, "I said, you help me call you back so I won't wait." "No, I just want to talk to you." He said he's listening to the McCamies and on a video. They got shouting, testifying. He said, "God come through my house and like to blow it apart." He said, "I shouted and shouted and shouted. And said, me and Joe and my wife was all of there." I said, "What's Joe doing?" He said, "Last time I seen him, he's crying." So they're having a good time over there. I decided if we can have that over there, we can have it over here. I mean, I'm going to try to have it by the grace of God. Well, you say we ain't in shape like they are. They ain't no better shape than we are. They just as mean as we are. They just believe God will do it. And we ain't sitting over here wondering if why he ain't done it. We're sitting over here looking at ourselves or somebody else and thinking, well, they ought to get right. I'm going to care less if anybody gets right or not. I mean, I want God to come in here. Right or wrong, I want him in here. Okay, well, you get right or I get right or somebody else gets right. And I want you to get your mind off of the world and the things of the world tonight. If they can have it over there and shout it out, I think we can have it over here, don't you reckon? Not just to shout it out, but feel good because we're saved as they are. He said, "I want the church over there to know that I appreciate them praying. And I want them to keep on praying." He said, "I believe it's the church over there that's helping us over here." Well, I said, "You have a prayer meeting over there tonight for us over here." But I think it ought to work both ways, you know. So I'm glad that the Lord let us all come and be here tonight and get in the service, and I hope you'll just get in it. I want Amanda to play me that song you was playing on that voicemail the other day. I didn't get to hear all of that. So you play me a song. Jesus. Amen. What a friend. You know what? He's always your friend. He's your friend when you're good. He's a friend when you're bad. He's a friend when you're sad. He's a friend when you're happy. He's a friend when you're broke. He's a friend when you got money. He's a friend. What a friend we have in Jesus. I like the way she's playing that. She played a lot like old Lindy used to play that. I like that music. I don't care whether you like it or not. I like it. And some of you sit there and look like, well, what in the world's going on here? Well, don't worry about what's going on. Get in on it, whatever it is, and try to see if you can't get a little of it. See if you can't enjoy God. He is a friend that's sticking closer than a brother. I mean, he's never done nothing to either, any of us except be good to us. Right? What kind of a friend would he be if he wasn't good to us? I mean, a friend is a friend at all times. He don't just get in and out. And somebody said about the love of God. I mean, you know, and I heard somebody preaching on that. I mean, I just heard somebody saying something. I don't know where he's at. Unconditional love. And he's an unconditional friend.
Amen.
I mean, he don't have to have you up at the top. He's your friend when you're at the bottom. He's a friend when you're climbing up. And he's a friend when you're going down. He's up there to pull you up and down there to catch you when you fall. Put the roof on my house and they want me to come up on the house. Now, ain't that something? And I got one of them to get up there and get me up, and one of them to hold the ladder in case I fell and catch me when I come down. And I got up there and back. Had somebody on each end of it. He's on both ends of the ladder. He'd like to catch you either way you're going. And he'd like to get you right in the middle if you want to, if you need him to, if you get scared on the round going up or on the round coming down. He's on him around.
Amen.
Like that.
Amen.
There ain't a thing wrong with him. There ain't a thing wrong with him. I don't know what you're thinking, but there ain't nothing wrong with him.
Amen.
He's okay.
Amen.
I want you to pray for Willie's wife tonight. She's doing some better in the hospital, but pray for her. And like I said, we're going to pray for Stuart's daughter. God will touch her tonight. I mean, he can. And Ricky come by there back the other night, all fired up here, telling us what God is doing over there. And I thought, well, now, he can do that over there. He can do it over here.
Yeah.
He said the reason God is doing it over there, that they're all together, is everybody is in fellowship and harmony. And help over here with you. Believe that?
Right.
Of course, God can do it whether you're in fellowship or not.
Amen.
It don't really matter about that. God can just come through here.
Right.
In spite of all of our ugly ways and our sinful ways and our unbelief, he can still override it.
Amen.
Whether you like it or don't like it, he can do it.
Amen.
And I believe he's able, don't you reckon?
Amen.
I want us to, some of you come to the altar and pray tonight for her and for Willie's wife. Let's come up here and ask God, and not only for them, but let's pray for God to be in this service tonight. Pray for Ricky. He's still sick. And Peanut says she's still got that flat hangover. And she can't get back in gear. But if anybody else is sick, God knows who they are. Let's pray. Come up here and let's pray. Sam, you lead us. Everybody wants to, come and pray. Dear God, help us today.
Father, we come and bow. We want to thank you, Lord Jesus, tonight, the gracious Lamb of God. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're in our midst. If we're two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I among you. Our Father, you'll be present every year. Lord God, we want to come and acknowledge you. We want to come and get our mind on you and look at you. Lord God, tonight I pray tonight our Father's needs will be blessed. Pray for Stuart's daughter. Lord God, and our Father, Lord God, you're able to do tonight. Our Father, Lord God, we're trusting you and we're in your hands. Our Father, Lord God, tonight, I pray your God will come and realize, Lord, you're the same yesterday and today and forever, and you're able to do. Help us tonight, Lord. just let you have your way. God, we'll get out of it. We'll uphill it. Our Father, Lord God, just let the blessed Holy Spirit lead, guide, and direct her tonight. Lord God, and help us tonight, Lord. I thank you, Father, for this hour. I'm glad our Father received Virginia, the man, oh dear Father. Lord God, I pray for her tonight. I pray, Heavenly Father, tonight for each one that's come. Pray for Keith and his family. Pray, our Father, for our missionary. Lord God, tonight, I'm glad you're working and doing great things over yonder and across the waters tonight. And I bring them to you, dear Father. Lord God, I thank you for the good news, the way you're doing. Lord God, and you're able to do here tonight. And our Father, because you're able to do. Lord God, and I pray tonight, our Father, be it Billy's life, be it Brother Willie, help us tonight, our Father. Help us to love one another. Help us to receive one another tonight as you receive us and love us. I pray, Father, for our boys, Lord God, in the army, in the service of your God. I will pray for them, God, to bring them to you tonight.
Yeah.
Watch out from our Heavenly Father. God, pray for God tonight. It probably appreciates somebody to pray for them. Lord God, I bring them to you. Protect them, Heavenly Father. Lord God, and I pray for our nation tonight. For our leaders, oh God. Lord God, as we come, oh wow. Father, I want to thank you most of all for the church. Our Father's been purchased from all by the precious blood of the Lamb. Lord God, it's graceful now. It's good to be here, dear God. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Where you're at, dear God, where you want the word to do. Now I pray for these boys and girls tonight as long and going to hell. Lord God, today when I bring them to you, dear Father, Lord God, and I plead and beg for their soul tonight. Now, our Father, I pray. Lord God, I pray that I just do. Lord God, and touch every heart in here tonight. Father, I beg you want to. Lord, you want to bless. Lord, you want to help us. Now I pray, Father, we'll let you. Let's prepare for tonight. Touch you. Thank you for it. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for the faith that he has. Lord God, that is new tonight and have your way. We'll thank you in Jesus' precious holy name.
Amen. You boys going to sing? Come on. You pray for these fellas that sing tonight. And I want you to loosen up and listen. God might want to come by. I felt good this evening when he called me, and I felt good afterwards. I felt good here Tuesday night. I felt good here in the last few services, and I'm sad that some folks can't get in or don't want to get in or can't see the need of getting in. We might be in war. We don't know what's going to happen. We're in a mess tonight. Son, we're on the wrong side of the fence tonight, far as I'm concerned. We're fighting for the Muslims. We're fighting for the Muslims. And the ones that are going to chop our heads off one day, we're in there trying to help them against the ones that's not exactly, maybe they're not all Christians. I mean, I don't know, but that other outfit claims they've tried to hold Christianity up over there. And you better wake up, and you better find out we're in a mess tonight. And you better not think, well, the year 2000 is going to be on us. No, maybe something for that. I mean, Russia's got mad at us. China's been mad at us. And, of course, Russia has, too. The United Nations all mad at us. And Russia and all of, I mean, China and all of them has got them nuclear weapons. They got them pointed us away. They might shoot tonight, blow the whole country away. While you're sitting here thinking, ain't nothing going to happen. Well, let it happen. I ain't worried about that part of it. I don't want to scare you. I just want you to know that if it does happen tonight and I'm going out of here, they blow this whole country away, I'm headed for home. I'm headed for a better country. Now, I ain't worrying about this. All right. Y'all, come on.
Bless the Lord.
We had quite a few people mention this song and said that they enjoyed it, so we'd like to sing it again. Bright Morning Star.
Bright morning stars arising, bright morning stars arising, bright morning stars arising, day.
Sawmill, and yeah, I guess everybody knows we had a lot of trouble with that thing, getting things running, people tearing stuff up, and we've been working on this loader of ours for the past couple of days, and just fighting hell on that thing. Every time we'd get something fixed on it, something else would tear up, and we'd done all we'd know to do to it today, and Jimmy, right before we tried to start it, Jimmy said, "Danny, we've been fighting this thing for a couple of days, and he said, I think it's time we get serious. Let's just get down here and pray and ask God to help us this thing. So we got down and asked the Lord to help us to get this thing started. And got up there and we didn't put no ether or nothing in that thing. We cranked that motor and it started right up. And Jimmy just stood there and waved his hands ahead and thanked God for helping us.
Amen.
And I appreciate that.
Yeah. Amen.
We tried everything we could do. It didn't do no good, but God, He knew how to take care of it.
Amen.
Amen.
That's a little thing to y'all, but it's big to us. That's a big thing.
Amen.
John 4 tells of a beautiful city coming down from heaven on high. With streets of pure gold and walls of jasper, its pearly gates are open wide. And there beside the beautiful crystal river, God sits upon His throne. Someday when this life is all over, that city will be my home. Heaven,
bright city eternal,
waiting in the by and by. Heaven,
that wonderful homeland
where we never shall die. Heaven,
there to be with my loved ones
while the ages roll on. Won't that be a happy homecoming when God's children get home? Here in this life of trouble and sorrow and burden so hard to bear, knowing not what may come tomorrow, tempted by Satan's snares, we must trust the Lord to ever guide us, helping us to stand the test. He'll take us home with Him to glory, where we'll have eternal rest. Heaven,
bright city eternal,
waiting in the by and by. Heaven,
that wonderful homeland
where we never shall die. Heaven,
there to be with my loved ones
while the ages roll on. Won't that be a happy homecoming when God's children get home? When the angel of death comes calling for me and they lay me in the grave, friends, don't worry and weep for me, for I'm not there to stay. When the Savior comes in the clouds of glory and I hear the trumpet sound, with a glad shout I'll rise to meet Him. The grave will never hold me down. Heaven,
bright city eternal,
waiting in the by and by. Heaven,
that wonderful homeland
where we never shall die. Heaven,
there to be with my loved ones
while the ages roll on. Won't that be a happy homecoming when God's children get home? Won't that be a happy homecoming when God's children get home?
Amen. Amen. Bless them.
Hallelujah. Good. Glad you're saved.
Amen.
Really?
Thank God.
I mean, you're going home.
Amen.
Going to be a homecoming.
Amen.
You ought to be glad.
Amen.
Talked to three or four of these boys today. They're all lost, going to hell. And I told some of these other boys, I'd hate to sleep in the barracks or over there in the building where these fellas going to hell. Let them go to hell right out from under my nose. I'd sure hate that. So I got them over here and told them I want to get the blood off my hands. I said, I'm going to do what I can. I'm going to tell you about Jesus. That's all I know to do.
Amen.
Get the blood off my hands and let you all go on wherever you want to. They didn't pay much attention to what I was saying, didn't look like. And I don't guess they can pay attention. You know, to God comes by, there ain't a whole lot you can do, a poor sinner. He's going to hell. And if God don't come by, and by the way, God ain't going to come by just to get the sinner and you sitting there. You're blocking the way. When you're sitting there without God moving on you, He ain't never going to get to move on the sinner. He has to move around you and through you and to you. I mean, God always done it like that, whether you like it or don't. I mean, God had somebody praying for somebody that got saved, and I appreciate God to letting us pray. But listen, we just ain't spending time in prayer. We're just too busy to pray, too busy to take time out to pray. Well, I mean, we got so much to do. I mean, everything's breaking down, tying up. We got to fix everything. Great God, we need God. And I ain't talking about just going down the prayer room once in a while, one night a week or every night in the week and just having a little prayer meeting and getting up and going home. I'm talking about praying without ceasing, Paul said. I'm talking about the kind that you and I are going to have a burden for, that we get so burdened about it, you can't keep from doing it. You know what I mean? And I mean, you know what I'm talking about. You're sitting there looking at me like you don't know what I'm saying. But you do know what I'm saying because you've been there. Some of you have been there where it used to be that you couldn't hardly stand it. You couldn't hardly take it. You just had to pray. Had to pull over to the side of the road and pray. Had to stop somewhere and pray. Had to get out of the bed and pray. Had to do something because you had somebody on your heart. And I mean, hell's not as real. We think the hell's not as real to the sinner as it ought to be. Well, hell's not as real to the church as it used to be. I mean, when hell gets real to the church, he'll get real to the sinner. When Zion travails, sons and daughters will be born. I mean, when you get it on your mind and we get it on our mind, that souls are going to hell and there's not a thing they can do about it. When you and I get it on our mind that that's more important than anything else, that souls are more important. Jesus didn't die for you to have a good time, for you to have a lot of things in this world. He died to save your soul from hell. He died to save me from hell. And I want to tell you right now, it ain't no plaything. I mean, we act like sometimes that, I mean, it's just fun that Jesus died. Oh, honey, listen. Going up old Calvary's Hill, that wasn't no fun. I mean, that crown of thorns on his head, that wasn't no fun, honey. When they dropped that cross down there with his hands tearing and his body tearing apart, that wasn't no fun. I mean, there's no fun to it. I mean, that is a sad day. He died for my sins. And I told these boys today, he died for theirs too. But see, if they don't come and get it, they'll go to hell. I mean, he done paid the price for them. I mean, he done it. It's all finished. But you got to receive him to as many as received him. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to those that believe on his name. I mean, he that believeth is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And then the Bible said, blessed is the man that condemneth not himself in the things which he allows. So the devil's working. Boy, I mean, he's got you condemned. If you're lost and going to hell, you're condemned because of that. But and then you get saved, and then everything you do, the devil says you oughtn't do that. Amen. He gets you to do it and then throws it up to you. Sorry, he's sorry. But I want to tell you right now that Jesus took care of my sin question. I mean, he done it. I want to read in Isaiah chapter 2 and chapter 1 rather, and verse 18. I mean, this has been on my mind ever since, well, I don't know, it's been on my mind since last week. I feel like here Tuesday night, God was a calling folks. I mean, he's calling some for salvation, calling somebody to come back and get what you used to have, calling somebody to come and get what God had for you. But you see, I mean, we miss it. We think, well, I've got plenty of time. You don't have no time. Your time done run out. One breath away. One breath away from hell or heaven. One breath away from hell or heaven tonight. But here, in verse 17, let me read that. Well, let me read verse, well, all of it's good. This boy, let me read verse 16. Wash you, make you clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil, and then learn to do well. Seek judgment, relieve the oppressed, judge the fatherless, and plead for the widows. Now he told them to do something. And then he decided, I guess, well, they ain't going to do that. Then he said, come now. Now, since you ain't going to do nothing, come let me do something. Since you're not going to do what I told you to do, and most of us ain't going to do it, then you just come and let me do something. And he said, I want you to come now. I got to thinking about this today, Sam. I mean, I got to thinking, boy, this is the time to do it right now. Amen. I mean, I can't believe that boy called me from over yonder in Romania and said, boy, I'd like to tore the house down. That is at 3 o'clock. That's 11 o'clock our time, their time, 3 o'clock my time. Amen. I don't know if he's still asleep yet or not. But I thought, Lord God, why does everything have to happen over there? It don't have to. The Lord said, well, I've got it for them down there too. I've got it for you. I've got it for all of you. Come now. Right now. I mean, you say, but you ain't give the invitation. Well, I ain't. He's a doing it. Come now. I mean, you say, that's for Israel. I don't care who it's for. He said, come now. Anything that God will write for them is good for us. If he give it to them, that's okay.
Amen.
He'll take you in on it.
Yes, sir. Yes.
If you'll just come and let him do it. You say that's for saved people? Sure. Come now and let us reason together.
Yes,
let's just come and reason. Why don't you do that?
Amen.
I mean, why? He's saying, why don't you come and let us reason? I remember a story an old man told over here, from over here in Boone. Several years ago, 40, 50 years ago, put his wife in the hospital. She's going to die down in Winston-Salem. I mean, he put her in there, and the doctor said there's no hope, but he got a bunch of little youngins, said, now, we're going to keep her here. You go home, but you come back in the morning if she's still living. But if she's not, we can't do but so much. But anyway, he goes home. Puts his little boy, youngins to bed. All of his children had a whole bunch of them. And he put them to bed. And he said he walked out in the cornfield. After he put them to bed, he walked as far as he could. And after a while, he fell. And he said, now God, you said, come and let's reason together. I said, I'm out here to reason with you. I want to do a little talking to you. Now he said, God, my wife, I need her. But if you need her worse than I need her, you take her. But if you could see fit to let her live and raise my children, I'd sure appreciate it. Said, I was out there reading with God, and the Lord just come by and said, okay. He said, I went down to Winston-Salem next morning. They said, she's better. Take her home.
Amen.
I mean, Lord, if he can answer somebody at the sawmill and answer a man over yonder that said, I'm just out here to reason with you. I mean, if you've got a problem today, tonight, while I'm a preaching, come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord. Not me. You and the Lord reading it out. You and the Lord talk to it about your problem. Whatever God's got on your mind to talk about. I mean, come and let's do it. I mean, not tomorrow, not next week. He said, come now. I mean, I've got a problem, God. I need to solve it. I need something. I need help. I need power. I need a burden. Come now and let us reason together. Now, Lord, I've got some sin in me. Oh, yeah, but I'll take care of that. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they'll be as wool. Somebody pray for that young lady right there. I mean, come and let us pray. Let us reason together. You and the Lord talk it over. I mean, you and God talk it over. I mean, you know what God knows. He knows what's bothering you. He knows what you need. He knows all your heart. He knows all your mind. And he didn't say, come tomorrow, next week, next day. Come now. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. I mean, you got something you need to get fixed up with God. You ought to come Tuesday night. You didn't come. If God's still begging you to come, God's still pleading for you to come, and God's still talking to you to come, then that's what you ought to do, is come. Let us read them together. Though your sins be as scarlet. Now listen, what are you going to do to them? He said, I'll take your sins and I'll make them white as snow. I'll make your sins, scarlet sins, white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, I'll make them look like wool. I'll make them white as wool. My God, a God that can do that. If you really need him tonight. And here's another boy coming, a lost boy. Somebody pray for him. I mean, if he, and don't you fellas laugh, you may not get a call. Your call may never come. It may be over with you. Boy, you better thank God that somebody heard it. If you don't never hear it, you'll go to hell. If you don't ever hear the voice of God. But he's a calling tonight. And he said, come and let us reason together. I mean, let's just reason this thing out. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they'll be as wool. And the Bible said, if you be willing, if you're willing, okay. If you're willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. And brother, I want to tell you something. If you'll do what God wants you to do, he'll give you the fruit of the land, the good of the land. He'll take care of you. But if you don't want to go with God, and if you say, we will not, like Israel said, then you're going to have to suffer out there by yourself. God is going to let you go. Come now. Come now. Boy, I mean to tell you right now, if God is speaking to your heart, you better come on. See, I'm just waiting. I'm not giving the invitation. God's doing the giving, the invitation. You got something bothering you? You're lost and going to hell? Or you're out of fellowship with God? Or you're not doing what God wants you to? And you're not willing to go with God? You better come down. Talk to the Lord about it. You and God to fix it up. I can't do nothing for you. One of these boys said, I want you to pray. Would you pray for me? I'll go to heaven. I want to go to heaven. Pray I'll get saved. I said, I'll pray for you. That's a far. He said, help me get saved. I said, I can't help you. I can't help anybody get saved. I can only tell you how. God's the only one can help you. Come and reason with God. You're going to hell tonight. You ought to tell God, I'm going to hell and I want some help. And if you're not got a burden tonight for souls that are going to hell, you ought to be down here on this altar saying, God, I want a burden. If God's dealing with you. If you hear the voice of God calling you tonight while I'm standing up here, I was thinking about preaching on what a friend we have in Jesus. And isn't this a wonderful friend? I mean, over in the New Testament, he said, come now, for all things are ready. Then he said, come all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And then he said to those disciples that was out there, done left him, done went a fishing, done quit serving God. He said to them, come and dine. I've got something fixed for you to eat. And I know you're hungry. You toiled all night. You ain't doing no good without me. So I'm going to take care of you. Ain't you got a good God? I mean, isn't he wonderful to have a God that loves you and a God that cares for you and a God that'll take care of you when you're out of way out of yonder and you're not willing to go with him, not willing to listen to him, not willing to care for him, not willing to do what he wants you to do, but he still says, come on. And he's still begging you to come, still calling you to come. I mean, the Spirit and the bride, the last thing God does is say, the Spirit and the bride says, come. He that's athirst, come. And whosoever will, let him come and take the water of life freely. Lord have mercy. I don't know what else God could do. I mean, what else can God do to help you if you're here tonight? Lord, if you're here and you need help, just call on God. And there's some of you sitting there looking at me thinking, well, I don't really think I need any. You'd be surprised how much you do need. You say, I feel good. That's good. But honey, listen, feeling good ain't the only thing there is about it. You can feel good. These folks are feeling good tonight, going to hell. There's a lot of people out there that's having a big time in meetings tonight, in services, and they're still going to hell. But he said, come now. Wonder why he said, come now. Must have been he wants you right now. If he'd have warned you some other time, he wouldn't have said now. He'd have left the now out of it. Come now and let us reason together. Whatever you got to reason with him about. If he got it all fixed up. I appreciate this young lady, whoever she is here. Just pray that God will turn it over. She'll turn it over to God, whatever it is that she needs. Come now and let us reason together. Though your sins, S-I-N-S, all of them. You glad he'll take care of them? All of them. What about that? A God that'll do that for you. You ought to want to serve him. The last breath drops out of you. Till the last one stops. You ought to serve him. You ought to love him. You ought to want to enjoy him. You ought to want to do what he wants you to do. Come now. And let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, I'll take care of that. Then he said, if you be willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. But if you refuse, and if you rebel, listen to this. But if you refuse and you rebel, you shall be devoured with a sword. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. So you ain't going to come. You're going to rebel. You're going to listen to the call and rebel. And when you're devoured, you can't say, God didn't give you a chance. Isn't God good? Isn't it good that God had come by and first give you a chance and call you to come? But said, if you don't come and you rebel, then I've got nothing else for you. If God says if you won't come, then there's nothing else left but to be devoured. Amen. Now, God's not going to be the one that'll devour you, honey. There's another fella out there after you. Amen. Hell's after you. The devil's after you. And if you don't come on God's bidding, buddy, I mean, there ain't nothing left. If you don't come when God calls, there's nothing left for you to do but wind up in hell, or wind up in misery, or wind up in destruction. Amen. I don't think God's just talking to sinners. I mean, Israel's not all. They were sinners, of course, like the rest of us. But they're God's chosen people. Amen. I don't think God's just talking to a bunch of folks who don't know anything about God. I think he's talking about a bunch of folks that's rebelling. And a bunch of folks that's not willing. And a bunch of folks that says, I'm just not going to do it. I'm going to put it off. No, he said now. Amen. And I've said that a dozen times or more tonight. I don't know why I'm saying it like this. Now. Come now. Now is accepted time. And the day is the day of salvation. I wonder why he said that. Because tomorrow ain't going to come in your life. There's going to be a day that God will speak to you, and that'll be it. The day of salvation is now. This is the accepted time, and today is the day of salvation. If you hear my voice, harden not your heart. Heard it? Have you heard him? Have you girls, boys, men, women heard anything tonight? Has God said anything to you down in your heart? I mean, I'm serious about this thing. That God's around here, whether you know it or not. We may not be tearing the house down, but the altar's done been full while I was preaching right on. And the altar filled up, they prayed and went back. And there's room for the rest of you.
Amen.
Now.
Amen.
I mean, he's wanting you to come. You got a problem? Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest.
Amen.
Man, ain't that somebody?
Amen.
What a Savior that is. That'll say to you that's heavy laden, got more than you can carry, I'd like to give you rest. I want to help you. He's not out here to hurt you. He's here to help you. You want him to? I mean, really, now, some of you done been up here and went back and said, hey, maybe you didn't get everything you wanted. Maybe you didn't get all you needed. Maybe you're still heavy-hearted. Maybe you're still burdened. He's still a calling. He ain't closed the book yet. I'm still standing here. God's still speaking to you. And God's saying, now is the accepted time. Today is the day. Today. Come now. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Well, are you willing and obedient? If you are, you'll eat the good of the land.
Amen.
When everybody comes to me and says, what's going to happen in the year 2000? I don't know. But I do know this. He made a promise here to Israel.
Amen.
He said, I'll feed you.
Amen.
If you'll listen to me.
Amen.
If you're willing and obedient to come to me, I'll take care of you. Now, I don't know nothing else to tell you other than that right there.
Amen.
You can put up everything you want to. You can put up everything you can find. You can store up everything. You can buy everything and hide it. Somebody will find it.
Amen.
But if you'll come to the one that's got it.
Amen.
I mean, he made a promise to them here and said, I'll take care of you. You'll eat the fat of the land. I mean, he'll do it when the troubles come. He'll do it when hell's breaking out. If you don't rebel, if you'll just come. If you want some safety, honey, right here it is.
Amen.
If you want something to help you, this book is full of it. And everything God is going to do is help you. I was listening to some preacher the other day. And he said, how long has it been since you got a good whipping from God? And how many of you are getting a whipping right now? And how many of you are going through it right now? Your God's laying it on you. I thought, man, I wish you'd shut up.
Amen.
God ain't doing none of that stuff.
Amen.
God is doing nothing but being good.
Amen.
We sing, what a friend I have in Jesus.
Amen.
What a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer.
Amen.
Why, you say he won't do nothing about it. He did. He has. He will. Whoever wrote that song knew what they're talking about. What a friend.
Amen.
All our sins, all of our guilt, all of our load, all of our burdens, all of our discouragement. We don't have to go around here sad. Everybody in you ought to be shouting because you got a friend.
Amen.
That's invited you to come to him.
Amen.
You got a friend.
Amen.
That cares for you better than anybody else.
Amen.
Has ever cared. And nobody ever cared like Jesus. Great God, what a friend.
Amen.
He'll come to your house any time of the night. He's been there.
Amen.
I mean, he's come when death was there at the door. taking your loved ones. He'd been right there with you. Boy, I mean, he's been there. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. I mean, honey, there ain't never been nobody like it. Never been anybody that could come and do for me what he done. When my youngins was dying, I've had two to die. And I mean, God was right there when both of them took care of me, looked after me, let me shout in the graveyard. I mean, just took care of everything. Just done it. And I could, if I had to die right now, I wouldn't know. I couldn't tell you how I paid the bill. When I went up there to bury my first boy, didn't have a dime in the bank, give my house and all my land away, didn't have a piece of ground, a grave plot or nothing. Now how I done it, I don't remember how it got paid. But I know who did it. I know who took care of it. Hey, are you listening? And I mean, he not only took care of the financial part of it, but he took care of the load. He took my burden. He walked in there with me. And one day, just before we buried him on Saturday, I was over in that building, at that house right over where Dean lives. And my wife said, "Freddie will never call us again." And I'd handled it all good up to that time. But I went in that room. I said, "Now, God, I've got to have some help. I mean, I've got to have something to tell her when I go out there." And the Holy Ghost said, "Son, when Ronnie comes up on this side of the altar, Jesus will be over here on this side. When you come up on this side, Jesus will be over here, and he'll tell Ronnie whatever you want him to." Man, I didn't come out of that room for a long time. I shouted and kicked and squalled and run and jumped. And I mean, I jumped and I hit the door. And after a while, somebody came in and said, "Are you all right?" "Hallelujah," I said. "Yeah, I just heard from heaven." I mean, when I go up here to talk to God about my son, and Jesus is sitting here, and my son's over here on the right hand of God, Jesus will tell him what I need him to know. You say, "I don't believe in that." I don't care whether you believe it or not. I like it's a good. I like to tore the house down over. Now, if you don't think I got a friend, honey, you can forget it. I got one. I mean, I got one that's sticking closer than a brother. I got one that's right there when I need him. And he don't come and say, "What have you been doing today?" He knows what I've been doing. All I need to do is just cry a little bit and he'll be there. I mean, I've stood here in this pulpit. And we used to have the nursery downstairs. I mean, I couldn't hear the babies crying down there. But I'd see a mother jump up and take off and running out of here, just almost in a trot. And I'd think, "What in the world's happened?" And then a few minutes, she'd come back in carrying the baby. It's all right. She heard the cry. And I've been here when they was up in the balcony. And a mother would be sitting here. I never heard no cry. That mother had a sense of something that I didn't have. She could hear what I couldn't hear. I got a Savior that's in the same position. So all I do is have to whimper a little bit. He can hear me above all the noise, all the planes, all the trains, all of the whistles, all of the music, all of the rock stuff. He'd go through all that and hear me. saying, God, I need you. And sometimes you just have to whisper it. And before you get to whisper out, he's there, isn't he? You know what I mean? Well, I'm going to quit. Come now. And let us read it together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they'll be white. Whiter than that. Because you can see through that paper. You can't see through that bottom part of it. Part right here, you can't see that. It's white. On the other side of this, if he'd have fixed it like that, somebody could have seen what I'd said or done. Thank God for that part. Where I can fold down, you can't see nothing but the white. That's the way my sins look to God. Like that right there. Can't see nothing. Get up close and look at it. You can't see it. Of course, he done better than that. They're gone. There ain't no background to it. There ain't no sins in behind on the other side of the page. Blessed is a man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Ain't that good? Let's stand our feet.
Still don't think that everything's been done it should have been, but I do think God's come by a little bit here tonight and touched a few people. And maybe tonight, somewhere down the road tonight, some of you that are going to hell may wake up and find it out. And some of you that think you're saved going to hell may wake up sometime tonight. And some of you that don't have a burden may wake up and get one. Now we need to pray this week. We've only got a few more days. How about you spend in a few days down at the prayer ground? Could you do that? I mean, like this boy was talking about his sawmill. If God can start an engine, then I can. I believe he can. I've prayed before. I mean, he can do some stuff quick. We used to have a time trying to get over to Bulgaria and when all the people were over there, and you could dial that number, it'd be always busy, or something was wrong, couldn't get through. I've sat in there for 30 minutes, dialed, one time after another. Then when I got tired doing that, I just kept my hand up and said, now, God, I need to get through to Bulgaria. And I want to get through to Bulgaria. And I want to get through right now. Please help me. Rung the phone, somebody answered. After 30, 40 minutes, maybe half an hour, maybe at least 30 minutes, I've rung solid. That when you lift your hand and say, God, help me, and it happens, I don't believe that. I don't care. My young'uns has been out. You ever had that experience? And you said, God, I'm getting worried. Send them in. Pull your heart and got it out. Heard the car pull up. Do you know what I'm talking about? Who even knows about that? You've had other things to happen. Boy, you hardly got it out of your mouth. It happened. Amen. What about a God like that? He can do that for little things. He can do that for anything. What else you need? Whatever you need. He's got it.